Janine Malone, who is a USCF registered judge and technical delegate, an FEI Level 3 steward and member of the USCF Dressage and Competition Management Committee, is going to talk about the rule changes which were recently approved at the USCF annual meeting. Janine, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'll start first with the rule changes that will have the most significant impact on shows and the ones that probably USDF members are most likely to hear about. First is a change on how errors are penalized on tests. As long as I can remember, the third error has been elimination, and that's been standard. The FEI changed the rules to eliminate after the second error and basically give higher penalties for making an error in the test. We have adopted that rule for the FEI test. National test will remain elimination after the third error. Show managers need to make sure that the software they're using, the computer software that they are used to score tests, has been an updated to the newest version. This rule change took effect February 1st, and it is a significant rule change. Another rule change that I think will be interesting to a majority of members is it's gotten a lot of conversation, is the one on logos on saddle pads. The new rule has been clarified from the previous rule and will now allow more types of logos on saddle pads. For instance, breed logos, the national flag, USEF or USDF names or logos. Professionals may have a business or product name or logo on their official sponsors. Amateurs may not have a business or product name or logo unless they own the business. A big change is that now competition award pads and stable name pads are permitted. As in the previous rule, no other advertisement or publicity is permitted on the saddle pads, and that rule takes effect April 1st. That's to read it completely, it's in the USCF rules DR 121.1. Another rule change that takes effect April 1st, actually most of the rule changes take effect April 1st, is regarding a clarification on the crown piece and where it will can lay on the horse's pole. It can lay forward of the pole, but it can't extend too far back, and there is a diagram in the rule book showing how far back the crown piece can extend onto the horse's neck. And that's in that's in DR 121, and there are also several other clarifications in DR 121. The use of equine body tape or bands is prohibited now. Neck straps have long been considered to be a gimmick or illegal tack, but now it's clearly defined in the rules. There was some confusion about that. That rule takes effect April 1st. There's another clarification on fly hoods based on a recent FEI rule change. And this rule change takes effect February 1st. And this will now allow fly hoods in all classes, indoors and outdoors. And there's no, the previous rule allowed fly hoods in covered rings and outside classes, but not in indoor rings. Now fly hoods can be used in all classes. And the rule will allow now logos that are in compliance with the normal logo rule that I just described in DR 121. Other rule changes are on scoreboards. On electronic scoreboards, describing what can be displayed on the scoreboard. The movement marks of each individual judge may only be shown to the public, not to the judges. Scoreboards that display only the final score may be visible to the judges, but only after the horse has finished its test. That rule takes effect February 1st, or took effect February 1st. There are a few other changes in definitions and eligibility for classes. One of those won't take effect till December 1st, and that's now the FEI five-year-old test will be equivalent to second level rather than first level. For this current competition year, it will still be equivalent to first level, but starting at for the 2017 competition year, the FEI five-year-old test will become equivalent to second level. There's a new FEI test for seven-year-old horses, and shows in this country are starting to want to offer that. So that would be equivalent to fourth level, and that rule took effect February 1st. The U25, under-25 tests are becoming more popular, and there was no age eligibility in the rules. So effective February 1st, the rule states that a person may compete as a U25 rider from the beginning of the calendar year in which he reaches the age of 16 until the end of the calendar year in which he reaches age 25. There are several definitions or changes in definitions or descriptions on movements and exercises. One is on the description of maintaining the halt, how long the halt has to be maintained. The new rule effective April 1st will state that the halt must be shown for at least 3 seconds when shown with a salute. The halt should be maintained throughout the salute. The rule wasn't clear about which halts during the test had to be 3 seconds or longer before, and that's been clarified. Also, there's a new rule on the describing the travers, and that's in DR 111.3G. Dressage judges who judge at that level will want to, or Judge the Travers will want to read this new description. It's effective April 1st, 2016. And it really goes back to a rule that used to be in the rule book years ago and is deemed to be more correct in the current wording of the actually the FEI rule. A big rule change effective December 1st is that horses competing at the Grand Prix level must be at least 8 years of age, and horses competing above fourth level and other tests from above fourth level to up to Grand Prix must be at least 7 years of age. That's the same as the FEI rules. We have previously allowed horses that were a year younger than the FEI age limit to compete in those tests. So that's going to be a significant change as of December 1st, 2016. I think most people are aware of this, but just to clarify for some who may not be aware of it, the USEF had proposed a rule change to require double bridles at fourth level tests and above, not to require, but to allow them only at fourth level and above rather than at third level. Currently, they're allowed at third level. After a lot of discussion, that proposal was not popular, so we withdrew all the rule changes, and double bridles will be continue to be allowed at third level and above. The FEI had several new slight wording changes on curb chains and covers for curb chains. They're in DR 121. It basically, it's not a big difference, but it does clarify leather or sheepskin covers may be allowed for curb chain. And I will see what I've missed. There are a lot of small changes, but I'll get to some of those that may be interesting. On the definition of submission has been that changes were considered by USEF and the FEI to define submission as willing cooperation. The FEI had rule change proposals about that, and they withdrew those rule change proposals at the last minute. However, USEF decided to use that description along with the word submission in our rules. So We'll still use the word submission, and in parentheses after that, it will say willing cooperation. All those rule changes take effect February 1st, 2016. And that's not a significant change, but it would be interesting to dressage judges. Another one of interest to dressage judges and perhaps riders that takes effect December 1st, 2016 is the requirement for giving comments to marks on dressage tests. It used to be that comments were required, or reasons for the scores were required when giving marks of 6 or below, but the committee decided to require the judge to give a comment or a reason for a score for a mark of 6.5 and below, and that rule change starts December 1st, 2016. There is, for regional championships, the current rule to, this is the USDF regional championships, the current rule for naming a champion or a reserve champion is that they have to obtain a score of 55% or better. Effective December 1st, 2016, and this will be for the 2017 regional championship competition year, the score must be, will go from 55% to 57% or better to be named champion or reserve. There's a rule taking effect April 1st requiring judges who suspect a rule violation or ineligibility to request as soon as possible that the ring steward or TD investigate the possible infraction. And that's really so that things don't come up far later and get reported to the ring steward or the TD far later when it's harder to investigate something than it would be to do it fairly quickly after the judge observes a problem or a possible problem or an issue that should be checked. There will be a rule taking effect for the 2017 competition year requiring a third TD for an event if there are 1,200 rides or more scheduled for the event, or that's more than 1,200 rides for an event, and that would affect, of course, very few competitions. And those are that's really a summary of most of the rule changes for dressage that took effect, that are taking effect in 2016 or for the 2017 competition year that were already approved to take effect for 2017.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Janine, for sharing that update with us.
Thank you.